seven dimensions. Sometime after the spiritual conversation about the seven dimensions, the students gathered in the meditation hall. They changed into more comfortable clothing that allowed for easy movement and various asanas. After their discussion with the sage, they felt a remarkable clarity of mind. And now, as they entered the hall with its high ceiling and pristine white walls, the students experienced an even more significant surge of elevated emotions, a desire to live the acquired knowledge and to assimilate it through practical exercises. Genuine smiles adorned the enlightened faces of the students. Among them were men and women of different ages, builds, and educational backgrounds, all united by their shared desire to walk the spiritual path. The air in the hall carried the sweet and spicy scents of incense. The curtains were drawn tightly, creating an atmosphere of mysterious semi-darkness. Burning candles were arranged around the room, emphasizing the mystical ambiance and setting the mood for the upcoming spiritual practice. Soft music played, featuring the chimes and sounds of singing bowls. The sage awaited the students at the center of the hall, greeting them with a warm smile.
"Beloved disciples, today we discussed the seven dimensions and how this knowledge can be used for spiritual development. Can anyone now enumerate these seven dimensions?"
The keeper of knowledge scanned the attentive audience, encouraging them to recall what they had talked about recently. The first hand to rise belonged to a young, slender woman wearing an elegantly tied, light scarf that revealed her sun-kissed fair hair.
"The first three dimensions are length, width, and height. They describe the three-dimensional world we live in," she said.
"And the fourth dimension is time,"
added a young, slender student named Veronica.
"It's a relative unit of measurement that depends on our speed of movement in three-dimensional space. The faster we move, the more we accomplish in the same span of time, and vice versa. The slower we move, the less we can do in that time."
"And the fifth dimension is eternity,"
continued a tall, slightly portly man wearing square glasses.
"In the scale of the universe, it's an infinite cycle of time. And on an individual level, this dimension manifests as memory. Through memory, a person can return to any moment of their life."
The sage listened to the students and nodded approvingly, pleased with the depth of their understanding.
"Well done,"
he said, sending the students rays of unconditional love and positive energy.
"You're absolutely right. And who would like to try to explain the sixth dimension?"
Several hands immediately shot up, and the sage gave the floor to an elegant man in a dark silk shirt.
"The sixth dimension is an infinite space of possibilities,"
he said.
"It means that in our world, anything is possible. Any scenario can be realized. In a person, this dimension manifests as imagination, where we can envision any possibility, thousands of different scenarios. However, in the physical world, only one scenario materializes, while the rest exist in parallel universes."
"Correct, Stephen,"
confirmed the sage with a slight smile.
"And finally, the seventh dimension is the divine consciousness that permeates the countless multiverses and is present everywhere at every moment in time."
The keeper of knowledge once again looked lovingly at his disciples, assessing their readiness and disposition for the upcoming spiritual practice.
"Now we will perform a sacred yoga sequence of exercises that will allow us to strengthen the acquired knowledge. You will be able to experience all seven dimensions within yourselves. Learn to use this knowledge for further spiritual development, to overcome obstacles, and to unlock your super abilities."
"Teacher, how exactly can we use this knowledge?"
asked Veronica with genuine interest, looking into the eyes of the sage.
"For instance, we can realize that we are stuck in an endless cycle of repeating the same scenarios, making the same mistake, facing the same situations."
The sage replied,
"Once we become aware of this and feel it, we can direct our efforts in the right direction, start our spiritual development to break free from this cycle and rise higher to a new spiral of growth."
"And am I correct in understanding that with our imagination, we can shape the desired scenarios and they will manifest?"
asked Maria, tossing her long fair hair back.
"Indeed,"
smiled the sage.
"And by experiencing the fourth dimension, time, we will be able to learn how to control it so that within the same period of time, we can accomplish as much as possible.
And the seventh dimension?
Asked Alina, a bright-haired girl with deep gray eyes, her voice trembling.
Will we also experience it? Will we feel God?
The Keeper of Knowledge smiled with love, looking at the student.
Yes, you will feel the divine consciousness that permeates the entire universe. And this will change your perception of the world.
The sage's words ignited even more enthusiasm in the students. Their faces expressed the excited anticipation of the sacred spiritual experience that would lead them to a higher level of development. Seeing that the students were already in the right mindset for practice and ready for it, the Keeper of Knowledge signaled to his closest assistant, who approached him, standing by his side.
This is Zlatoslava.
The sage introduced the priestess.
And she will assist me with today's practice.
Zlatoslava smiled broadly, stepping forward and greeting the students. Her light curly hair was pulled back with beautiful clips adorned with turquoise stones. Long golden earrings were also embellished with turquoise, beautifully accentuating the priestess's deep emerald eyes. Zlatoslava exuded an energy of light and radiant ease, an elevated joyfulness. Her movements were graceful, and her body, draped in a light sky blue tunic, exhibited remarkable flexibility.
My dear ones,
the priestess addressed the students, sending them rays of smiles.
I will demonstrate how to perform the asanas correctly. Some of them will require good flexibility, and perhaps not everyone will be able to do them perfectly. In that case, just do your best, but on your inner screen, imagine that you are doing it as it should be. This will help create the necessary image in your subtle bodies. And if you practice regularly, your physical body will soon become more flexible.
The students nodded, demonstrating understanding and readiness for the practice. Oh.
Take your mats and find a place where you won't disturb each other,
Zlatoslava said, taking her place to the right of the sage, positioning herself so that she could be seen from any point in the hall. Once the students had dispersed throughout the room, the sage began the practice. His voice became deeper, lower, rhythmic, and meditative. His resonant tones filled the entire space, captivating the attention of the students.
This ritual asana complex encompasses all seven dimensions. It starts with length, width, and height. Then you will experience time, eternity, parallel worlds, divine consciousness, and finally, emptiness. Each asana symbolizes one dimension. During this ritual, meditatively connect with each dimension. Try to feel it fully, since its inner essence, its true meaning and depth. Perform the postures smoothly, striving to relax fully. Merge with the sensations of your body. As you move from one stage to another, envision how your consciousness expands.
The students listened to the introductory part of the meditation, striving to relax their bodies and preparing themselves for the upcoming experience.
Sit on your mat, extend your legs forward, and bend forward as far as you can,
the sage said after a pause.
Try to lie down on your thighs with your abdomen, hold your feet with your hands, and stretch yourself forward. Now, you are connecting with the first dimension, length.
Zlatoslava demonstrated the asana representing length. She almost folded in half, leaning forward, grasping her feet with her palms, and striving forward with her entire being. The students followed her actions and assumed the required position. Those whose body flexibility did not allow them to hold their feet froze in a position where they could keep their legs straight without bending their knees. They reached for their straight legs, holding themselves by the ankles or shins.
Relax your body and imagine that you are the length. You are a line, a segment connecting two points on a plane. You always strive forward. You are the foundation of the universe, consisting of countless lines, segments, forming the extension of the entire surrounding space. Feel this linear dimension. Merge with it.
Following the meditative voice of the sage, the students relaxed and immersed themselves in the state of the first dimension, feeling its extension and merging with it in unity. The Keeper of Knowledge waited for several long seconds, allowing the students to fully experience and live through this state.
Spread your legs wide to the sides.
The sage continued the meditation.
As far as you can, reach your hands towards your feet. Try to lie down on your stomach. We are connecting with the second dimension. Now you are with.
Zlatoslava demonstrated the asana described by the sage. She spread her legs almost to a split and, leaning forward, laid her body on the floor, stretching her arms wide and grasping her toes. The students assumed the posture following the priestess.
Feel how the universe expands, how space gains a plane.
The sage's voice resonated again.
The universe is no longer just a linear extension. It is no longer just a straight line. The second dimension, width, emerges in the world. Feel how the world becomes two-dimensional. Merge with this state. Feel how you expand and stretch further and further to the sides, embracing the whole earth with your palms, then continuing to expand, reaching out into the atmosphere, overcoming the earthly orbit, becoming even wider, embracing the vast universe with your palms.
The low, vibrating voice filled the entire space. It sounded in the students' minds, and each spoken word exploded with crystal clear meaning, with the realization of what width truly is, what two-dimensional space is like.
Now connect your straight legs together,
the sage said with grandeur after a pause.
Rise, reaching upwards with the crown of your head. Lift your hands up, palms facing outwards, shoulders down, not touching your ears. Turn to the right, then to the left. We are entering the third dimension. Now you are tall.
Following the teacher's voice and looking at Zlatoslava, who assumed the required asana, the students straightened themselves to the maximum, sitting on their mats, lifting their arms upward, and stretching for the third dimension.
You are tall. When you appeared in this world, it became three-dimensional and volumetric. You reach upwards, permeating every atom, every tiniest particle of existence, adding volume to object, giving depth to the entire universe. Imagine how you stretch upward, like the third axis of coordinates. Merge with this sensation. Feel how you pierce through space, and the flat world unfolds, and everything in the universe appears differently, as if a flat drawing suddenly lifts off the page and turns into a sculpture. Everything gains volume.
The students froze with their arms stretched upward. Their concentrated faces showed that they were not just doing the asanas, but immersing themselves in each of these states, merging with them. The sage paused again, allowing the students to fully experience the three-dimensionality of space.
And now, bring your knees to your chest, embracing them with your arms.
He said, and the powerful vibrations of his voice penetrated the consciousness of the students once again.
Balance in on your coccyx, stretch your forehead towards your knees. You're connecting with the fourth dimension, time. Time is not static. It represents the speed of movement in space.
Zlatoslava smoothly transitioned into a new position, joining her legs together, rising from the previous asana, and slowly gathering herself into a kind of cocoon of time, touching her forehead to her knees and embracing them with her hands. Each student repeated the position at their own level, diving deeper and deeper into meditation, following the penetrating voice of the keeper.
Balance, move, and with each movement, feel the flow of time. Seconds add up to minutes, minutes to hours, hours to weeks, months, years, centuries. Merge with the sensations of your body. You are a planet moving around its axis, and in this movement, day turns into night. Days pass, and the dawn comes again. Now imagine that you are looking at the moon moving around the earth, and this movement defines the flow of time. Experience this state. You see how the lunar phases change, determining the tides and ebbs. And with each phase, time inexorably moves forward, counting week after week. Feel how the Earth describes a large circle around the sun, and as it moves, the seasons change on Earth. Winter gives way to the spring renewal. Life flourishes and blooms, bearing succulent fruits, and moves towards withering and death, only to be reborn with a new spring bud. And within this movement, years and centuries pass. Feel the relativity of time. You can move faster or slower, controlling its flow. You can fit an entire little life into one day. You can speed up so much that a short minute will seem like an endless eternity.
The sage paused, giving the students the opportunity to fully experience this state, to feel the essence of the concept of time.
Lie on your back, throw your legs back, or make a shoulder stand.
He finally proclaimed, leading the students to a new dimension.
Support yourself with your hands on your lower back. Now you are eternity, the fifth dimension.
Following the words of the sage, the students began to slowly come out of the asana. They smoothly lowered themselves onto their backs, stretched their legs, lifted them up, and, supporting themselves by their lower back, rolled them behind. Some of them went into a shoulder stand and froze, barely swaying, to bring their bodies into balance.
Feel the infinite circle of time. Sense how the vast space of possibilities closes and moves in a circle. Where all events exist, where everything in the universe is permeated with love and the presence of the Absolute, where everything will eventually repeat again, through countless amounts of time. In eternity, everything will repeat. Feel how worlds and civilizations are born, how they expand and develop, how they gradually decline and die, how new worlds are born and the cycle of eternity closes. Feel the cyclicity of the universe. It contracts and expands, and worlds are born, perish, and are born again, and so on for a whole eternity. It contracts and expands, like your breathing, steady, deep. Take a slow inhale and a smooth exhale.
The teacher made a pause, leaving the students alone with eternity and the deep, polyphonic music, in which rhythmic drum beats intertwined with the soft rustling and elongated melodies of ethnic wind instruments, mystical sounds of the gong, and the distant, enticing tinkling of bells.
Inside us, the fifth dimension of eternity manifests as memory.
The sage continued.
You preserve information about all the events that have happened to you. Right now, you are in balance, in the present. But at any moment, you can go back. At any moment, everything can be replayed. The past is a part of you. You remember all the significant events of this life. And not only this life, you feel that the memory of your soul extends beyond the boundaries of the current incarnation, encompassing the experience of many past lives. Feel that at any moment, you can relive the past, return to it, and correct your mistakes, and then you will get new consequences in the present.
For some time, the students remained in the asana, immersed in sensations.
Lower your legs and sit on the floor. Pull your legs toward your groin and bring the soles of your feet together,
the sage said, continuing to guide his followers to a new dimension.
Support yourself with your hands behind your back, fingers pointing away from you. Tilt your head back, arching your chest.
Zlatoslava gracefully and smoothly exited the previous asana and assumed the new position, opening herself up to the next dimension and tilting her head back. Her golden curly hair cascaded beautifully almost to the floor, and a smile of grace played on her enlightened face. The students replicated the required position as accurately as possible, relaxing their bodies as much as they could, preparing themselves for further exploration.
Now, you are entering the sixth dimension, parallel worlds. You are immersing yourself in the space of endless possibilities.
The teacher spoke again.
Enter it. Each event has thousands of development options. One of them manifests in the physical world, while the others are also realized but in parallel universes. Feel the countless number of parallel universes, multiplying and branching with each new event. Inside you, parallel worlds manifest as imagination. Enter this space. Here, in your own imagination, you can imagine anything you want. You can control your own imagination and create the scenarios you need. Here, nothing is impossible, and each of your thoughts immediately appears in your imagination as an image, a possibility, which can be realized in the physical world.
The Keeper of Knowledge paused, looking at the students who had opened themselves to new truths. Now they were in the realm of imagination, where nothing was impossible, where any of the thousand variations could occur. After allowing the students to fully experience and feel these sensations, the sage continued,
"Sit with your legs crossed. Raise your arms on the sides and place your palms on your crown. The left palm is on top, and the right palm is below. Make light massaging movements on your crown in a clockwise direction, gently shifting the skin of your head. Now you are entering the seventh dimension, divine consciousness."
The students smoothly moved into a new asana and slowly began to massage their heads, fully relaxing their bodies and surrendering to the sensations.
"Feel the divine consciousness that encompasses the entire universe. It embraces all forms of manifestation of the Absolute and contains them within itself. Divine consciousness exists everywhere at once. It is in all manifestations of the physical world, in every grain of sand at the bottom of the world ocean, and in every stone of the highest mountain, in every plant and animal, in every human being. Feel the divine consciousness within you. You encompass all this diversity of forms, absorbing them into yourself. And at the same time, you are something greater than all these forms, minerals, living beings. You are present in every atom of existence. You permeate the entire universe with the pure, powerful energy of love."
The Keeper of Knowledge paused, observing as the auras of the students flared and shone, illuminating the mystical twilight of the meditation hall with the bright light of divine presence and grace.
"Now lie down on the floor and relax your arms and legs freely,"
the sage said, moving to the final part of the meditation.
"Breathe calmly and peacefully. Relax every cell of your body, your legs, arms, back, neck, chin, forehead, cheeks. Feel the release of muscle tension and contraction. Experience a state of profound tranquility. Feel that you are beyond dimensions. You are emptiness. Feel detached from everything, in a state of absolute clarity of consciousness. You're in a state where there is no three-dimensional space, time, or parallel worlds. Countless universes disappear and compress into a point. You are a blank slate. There's nothing but absolute peace and serenity."
When the meditation ended, the students remained lying on their mats for a long time, absorbing the sensations of the infinite cycle of birth and death, creation and destruction, eternity and purifying clarity of consciousness beyond all dimensions. The teacher did not rush them, giving them the opportunity to fully experience each moment of the revealed truth. Gradually, the students began to rise from their mats. Tears glistened in the eyes of many of them from the piercing realization of the true structure of the universe, the feeling of the divine love light within themselves, and the perception of the boundless, infinite eternity. Some of the students were in contemplation, while others gradually started sharing their impressions with each other and with the sage.
"Incredible,"
Maria said, approaching the Keeper of Knowledge.
"I couldn't even imagine that I could feel all the dimensions, feel God. It's as if I really was all the dimensions, traveling through parallel worlds."
"Teacher, thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to experience this,"
the young student Veronica added.
"I feel like now I understand myself better.
and I felt like I could control time.
Sergei spoke, sharing his feelings, and his words sounded very reverent and extremely sincere.
It was as if I entered this flow, physically felt it, sensed how I could move in it to speed up or slow down. You could speed up so much that you fit an entire lifetime into a single second.
I felt something similar too.
The red-haired girl with freckles on her cheeks chimed in.
It's so simple, but until you feel it, you won't understand. And when you do feel it, you realize that now you can really control time and manage to do everything, even if it seems impossible.
And I realized one more simple but amazing thing.
The elegant woman with entirely gray hair and perfect posture shared her revelation.
It turns out you can create your own reality and live in the world you like. For this, you need to control your imagination. We can imagine anything we need, any scenario of events.
Yes, I felt something like that too.
Maria enthusiastically picked up.
There are so many parallel universes. And with our imagination, we can choose the one where the desired version of events is realized. For example, if a person believes that nothing good awaits them in the future, that they are a failure, and that everything will be bad, then it happens that way. But if you imagine in your imagination that everything will be fine, that success awaits us, then we find ourselves in that version of the universe where we are successful.
She finished and looked at the Keeper of Knowledge with a questioning gaze.
Did I understand correctly?
The sage looked at the student with a bright smile.
Yes, that's correct.
He confirmed.
By controlling our imagination, we can control ourselves and choose the version of the world in which we want to live.
The Keeper warmly gazed at all the students and sent them pure energy of support and love. He knew that they had embarked on a spiritually enriching path, which they could now navigate more freely and confidently, controlling their lives, rejoicing in the process of learning, and using all difficulties for transformative spiritual practice.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.